It's Sunday Conversation, Janae Renee.
Teddy Reese.
Welcome back, Teddy.
Welcome, Janae. Happy New Year to you.
Same to you. I haven't talked to you since last year.
I know. It's so long. But it's a new year, you know.
It is.
But same focus, same mission, and that is to make sure that citizens of Columbus are aware of recent issues and to have that Sunday conversation.
Yeah, and talk about the things that are going on right here in our community, right here in Columbus in the Tri-City area. And a lot of good things are going on, and we're going to jump right into it. In the studio with us today, we got Ms. Valerie Fuller. She is the Director of Communications at the Muskogee County School District School of Arts, the new school that's coming, right?
New school is coming. It's been a long time coming, and it's finally underway.
Okay, well, how are you today?
I'm good. Happy New Year to everybody. I'm excited about 2017. I have no clue what it's going to bring. But in my heart, I just feel like it's going to be really good.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be good. I'm claiming it. And it needs to be positive, people.
Yes. Yes. Say it again.
Positive.
That's what we all want in 2017.
Definitely.
And the School of Arts is definitely going to be something positive for the community. Just kind of tell us a little bit about the school.
Well, it's one of our new schools in the Midtown area. If you're familiar with where the Muskogee County Public Education Center is and the library, as well as the City Services Center, this new School of the Arts will be right in that area, right behind the library and the City Services Center.
Okay.
It's going to host students who have talent, who are gifted in the arts, or those who want to explore their artistic gifts. We anticipate that this school is on schedule right now. That's a blessing, considering all the things that can happen when you're going through construction. If you're on Macon Road, you can see the construction underway just behind the Muskogee County Public Education Center and the library. It's going to be open to students in grades 6 through 10 for the 2017 school year. So this time next year, we will have completed a full semester, hopefully, at the new School of the Arts.
Okay, and when you talk about a school like this, it is its first of its kind right here in Columbus, right?
Yeah.
So there's other cities and other schools that are trying to eliminate like arts programs, and you have like a lot of artists and different people coming out saying save the arts in school. When you have things like that going on, where it seems like people are trying to get rid of the arts, what made you all want to bring a School of Arts to Columbus?
Well, as I stated before, we have a lot of talented students and children, and some of those artistic gifts haven't even been tapped into yet. And for those that have, we definitely want to help them enhance and improve their gifts. We have a lot of support and a great community of the arts. That's a huge, huge part of this also. We get phone calls all the time from parents, people in surrounding areas, just asking questions about the arts. And of course, Columbus is into it also. You know, we have a lot of good things that are happening in Columbus, Georgia, and this is just going to be one more piece to that. And for our children who are developing, and again, you know, wanting to enhance that gift that they do have, this fine arts program, we are currently accepting applications. Some of the program offerings that they're going to include the visual arts, theater, instrumental, music, band, chorus, orchestra, film, dance, creative writing, you name it. If your child has shown an interest, or if you think that your child potentially, especially in the grades 6 through 8, is going to be exploratory. Okay. Going to work a little bit different for our high school students who are rising 9th and 10th graders. They're going to audition. They're going to have a portfolio. They're also going to have an interview. They're going to go through an interview process. So it's going to be kind of competitive. We anticipate at least 500 students will be enrolled in the school at first. And again, we're accepting applications until February 3rd for students who are rising 6th through 10th grade. In other words, if your child is a student currently now and they're going to be a 6th through 10th grade student come August of 2017, you'd want to get that application in by the deadline. Well, I've posted one online on the Muskogee County School District website at www.muskogee.k12.ga.us. You can also pick up a hard copy of the application at the Muskogee County Public Education Center, which is located at 2960 Macon Road.
And all applications have to be submitted by February 3rd, right?
All by February 3rd, by 5 p.m. Please make sure that that application is completed and that you have completed all the information on it. If you happen to have questions prior to that time or any information that you need verified on this particular application that is online or that you pick up from the Muskogee County Public Education Center at the front desk downstairs on the front floor, first floor, please call the Arts and Humanities Department at 748-2122. For more information, and someone in that division or department will be able to help parents and students. But a lot of the information and questions that we're getting is already online. It's related to the application, and it's related to the program itself.
And one more time, what's that number in case I have questions?
The number is 706-748-2122.
Now, looking at the information here, mm-hmm. I see, unfortunately, they're not going to have athletic programs and no marching bands.
So very much so.
If I am about to transition to the ninth grade and I was just looking forward to playing in the band at the football games, can I attend this school and march with another school?
You cannot. It is very important to note for parents and students to have that conversation with each other and to understand that this is a school of the arts program. There are no sports programs. There are no marching bands. So if being in a marching band is important and key to that student or their child, you need to consider the homeschool or some other magnet program that may potentially have a marching band or the sports programs, and you need to make that decision before you complete the application or before you get to that school, because it can also affect, if you're at the high school level, the Georgia High School Association rules and regulations also. So you want to take all of that into consideration.
And let me go back and ask you, so you were saying that 9th and 10th graders, they have to enroll or fill out the application, and then they have to audition as well.
Right. Everyone that's interested in attending this school must complete an application by February 3rd. Mm-hmm. The 6th through 8th grade students, it's going to be like an exploratory program for them. For 9th and 10th grade students, you will have to audition. You will have to have, depending on the area of the program that you're going into, have a portfolio, and you definitely will be interviewed. So it's a three-part process potentially for 9th through 10th grade students.
Okay. And before we let you go, mm-hmm. Valerie, what do you want the students to take away from this school?
The one thing that I think that all of us want them to know is that arts is important. It's important to not just their education, but to their individual growth and creativity, as well as the community that they live in, as well as the industry that we're building here in Georgia. There's a film industry that's building here in Georgia that's going to be wide open, that currently is wide open, that there's no limitations regardless, and that arts is educational.
All right. The Muskogee County School of the Arts Magnet School, they are accepting applications now for the 2017-18 school year. All applications must be in by February 3rd at 5 p.m., not midnight, at 5 p.m. February 3rd. You can get it online at...
You can get it online at our district website, www.muskogee.k12.ga.us.
And they can go in... person and pick up one.
That's right. You can also pick up an application in person at the Muskogee County Public Education Center at 2960 Macon Road. The one thing I will caution you against, please do not attempt to email an application. Please make sure that you are turning in the hard copy of the application in person at the front desk, or that you have mailed it to the 2960 Macon Road Arts and Humanities Department.
All right. Sounds good. Again, the deadline is February 3rd. This year, February 3rd by 5 p.m., so make sure you get your application in on time.
Yeah. Now, Valerie, I know you're the director of communication for the entire school district. Mm-hmm. Anything you just want to share?
Where do I get started?
I know school starts back on the 11th.
Where do I get started?
So that's next. That's coming up.
And you know what? A lot of people don't know that. Let me clear something up, people. We administrators do not have time off. Teachers and students are off during the summer. We actually work year-round. As administrators, the principals and the secretaries of the schools are also there, because we have to keep the school running and we have to prepare for the upcoming school year or the next semester. We're using today as like a professional learning day for staff and for principals and for administrators. And the one thing I would say, and I always like to encourage for parents. It is so important for parents to be involved and engaged in their child's education throughout the school year, not because of testing, not because of discipline issues, but because education, that parental involvement is key. Every single morning, making sure that that child is up, fed. If you haven't had breakfast or had time to cook breakfast at home, we serve breakfast at all of our schools 30 minutes before school every single day, because we know that nutrition is important to the educational mm-hmm. process. A hungry child can't learn, or they struggle to learn. So just know that if you don't have time, get them there just 30 minutes early. Let them have breakfast or eat breakfast at school, and stay engaged and in contact with the teacher and the principal, so that any issues or concerns that they may have, as well as the teachers for the students, that it's first and that it's a priority for all of them.
Well, that is so amazing, and that is great information. And Valerie, we just love you in school district.
Oh, thank you so much. You're so kind.
You're always so professional and just fashionable on every level. And you know, my heart dropped when I thought we was losing you to Tuskegee. I was like, oh no.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no. You know, one of my good friends, he was hired as general counsel.
Yeah,
Zachary
I know Zachary.
Came from Virginia U. So my wife and I know he and Tyson very well.
Yes.
And so when I saw you on that flyer, I was like, oh, no. Don't do this to us.
Well, I am here. I do, you know, and I decided not to go for personal reasons, and that's all I'll say about that. But I will say that I consider it a gift and a privilege, you know, to be able to not just represent, but to be engaged with the parents and the community here. Mm-hmm. I'm no stranger to Columbus. I'm not from Columbus, but I am from Salem, Alabama, originally.
Right down the road.
Right down the road. I'm a Smith Station High School graduate. Go Panthers. And I love children. I love education. And if my small part in what I do can make even a little bit of difference in helping to help people understand in the community what's happening in our school district, you know, call me. We can talk about it. I'll come on and we can clarify anything that needs to be clarified.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is. Sounds thank you
like
so much.
Thank you.
All right. And there you have it. Coming up next, we got Dr. Shay Anderson with the Liberty Theater. You don't want to miss it. It's Sunday Conversation.
Join K92.7 for the Mayor's Commission on Unity, Diversity, and Prosperity as they present The Dream Lives, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Unity Processional and Commemoration, featuring world-renowned violinist Damian Escobar. Saturday, January 14th at the Liberty Theater and Cultural Center, 813 8th Avenue in Columbus. Sign up for the processional walk, 10 or 5K run at columbusga.org/thedreamlivescolumbus. Race begins at 9 a.m. Unity Processional at 12 noon.
The process has led us here yet again.
Bama with pressure. There's an interception taken by the tie down the left side. They're going to walk it on in. Touchdown.
Number 17 is in sight. The championship. Monday, January 9th. Live from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa on the Crimson Tide Sports Network.
WIOL Waverly Hall. WIOL Columbus, 95.7 ESPN Radio.
This national championship game is sponsored by Hollywood Connection.
Free at last! Free at last! Thank God Almighty, we are free at last!
The Delta Iota Lambda chapter of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated will host the 31st annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Unity Award Breakfast, Monday, January 16th, 2017, 7 a.m. at the Columbus Convention and Trade Center. This year's speaker is the distinguished Dr. Gwendolyn Elizabeth Boyd, a nationally recognized champion of education. Dr. Boyd, appointed by President Obama, served on the President's Advisory Commission on Educational Excellence for African Americans. Dr. Boyd is a minister and ordained itinerant elder in the AME Church. In 2000, Dr. Boyd served as national president of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Her most recent recognition include being named and voted as one of the women who shaped the state of Alabama. It's the 31st annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Unity Award Breakfast, Monday, January 16th, 7 a.m. at the Trade Center. Tickets can be purchased at the usual MLK ticket outlets and online at Eventbrite. Discounted tickets can be purchased now through December 31st.
Happy birthday to you.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some. escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and here today.
Oh. Welcome back to Sunday Conversation, Janae Renee.
And it's Teddy Reese.
And again, we want to thank Ms. Valerie Fuller, the Director of Communications for the Muskogee School.
County School District.
Yes, we want to thank her for stopping through and talking about the new arts program, the new art school. Like, I'm super excited about that.
I mean,
if I was still in school,
did you see the building, though? Did you see the building? And then that 650-seat auditorium. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's going to be so amazing. And the good thing is, you know, it's a government building, so they have to make it available to the public. Mm-hmm. So many people.
I did not know that. You just told me something new.
Oh,
I'm going to be laid up in the theater.
In the balcony.
Can you not?
just shouting out.
Just doing what I want to do. Hey.
Make sure they know you're there, VIP.
Exactly. Okay. We're going to claim that, Teddy. That's what we're going to do.
And I'll be like, I'm with Janae. That's who I'm with today. Janae. And you're like, okay, well, you good, right?
We're going to keep it moving. There is an amazing event that's coming up. You know, Martin Luther King holiday is right around the corner. And the dream lives on. So in the studio with us today, we got Dr. Shay Anderson with the Liberty Theater. How are you?
I'm doing well. How y'all doing? Thanks for having me.
You're not going to let her talk. You're just going to speak all over her.
I love Dr. Shay. She is so amazing.
What
you are doing to preserve the history and the legacy of the Liberty Theater is such a blessing. And so amazing for the Columbus community, because it's not often that we get to drive down the street and actually walk into a facility that, you know, was built for, you know, African Americans when mm-hmm. we couldn't go to other theaters, when we couldn't go to the Springer, when our performers couldn't come here. People like Little Richard and you know many of them,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Ma Rainey,
when mm-hmm. they could perform anywhere, there was a place for them to still display their artistic ability.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every day you walk in there, I'm sure you got to get chills or something just knowing that you're walking in history.
Oh, yeah. It's always historic, and we're still trying to hold on to that today and give, you know, performers an opportunity to just come in and have full access to the stage and the building and do their thing. So.
Well, that is so amazing. And so, but you're here today to talk about The Dream Lives.
Yes.
In which last year, most of the festivities was right out there in front of the Liberty.
Mm-hmm. And that'll happen again this year on Saturday, January 14th. We're asking people to go to the Dream Lives Columbus and for churches, sororities, fraternities, social and civic groups to register to participate in the processional. Their vendor space is available for food and vendors selling other items. You can do all of that right there on the website. And
what's the website again?
TheDreamLivesColumbus.com.
So www.
Mm-hmm. Dream Lives Columbus.
Dream Lives Columbus.
The Dream Lives Columbus.
Right. All right, so that's www.thedreamlivescolumbus.com.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this event is going to be on the 14th of this month, and of course we're celebrating the life and legacy of the man, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Right.
What year is this for you all doing this?
It's a relatively new event, I believe, and this is the third year.
Okay.
It's been held at the Liberty Theater. Joy Reid was the first year. Mm-hmm. Damon John from Shark Tank. And then this year, we're excited. We'll have Damian Escobar, the hip-hop violinist.
Okay.
And from what I understand, he's going to perform for about 20 to 30 minutes, so it's going to be really exciting.
And everything kicks off about 9 a.m., right?
Right. The runs kick off, the 5K, the 10K, and the fun run. And then after that, we'll have some pre-show entertainment. There'll be a kids zone for the kids, vendors, and then the actual show will start with the Unity Choir and Damien around
1 o'clock. When I tell you that Unity Choir last year was absolutely phenomenal. I'm sorry. I know I'm just kidding, but, you know, this is
right, because I wanted to talk about the fun run. Because I may want to be a part of the fun run.
We can talk about the fun run, but I just don't want it to be missed on the community how great mm-hmm. of an event this is, and for us to come out and share the legacy of an individual who did so much mm-hmm. through the civil rights era for African Americans and for Black culture.
And
so,
it is a community choir. They rehearse again on Thursday at 7 at Hosey Chapel.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, come on and join them. They sound awesome. They've only had one rehearsal so far. So again on Thursday at 7. And AZ, the minister of music over at Hosey Chapel, is overseeing that.
Talented beyond belief herself. Mm-hmm.
And why is it important for, well, I know just Teddy being super excited, so I can tell that the Liberty Theater has a history here in the city. Mm-hmm. But why is it important, so important for you to continue that legacy and to put on events like this?
Well, you know, of course, you know, the Liberty Theater is historically an African-American theater, obviously, and we try to remain unapologetic in, you know, that as far as our programming, things like that. But of course, you know, it's where we are now is welcoming to the entire community, celebrating diversity, but at the same time, we're still kind of holding on to the roots of giving our local performers a platform, a venue, and for mm-hmm. our shows and programs, everybody that we employ to put those together and be on stage, they're all, you know, it's all local talent. And of course, they go on to, you know, the Springer and do things at other places, and, you know, that's awesome, but we like to see them, you know, start and develop and bloom and get those opportunities at the Liberty.
All right. Well, it seems like you all have been doing that for many years, and we are definitely wishing you many years to come. And we are today talking about the Dream Lives On program that's going to happen on Saturday the 14th.
Yes.
Again, it's going to kick off at 9 a.m. with a 5K, 10K, and a fun run. And mm-hmm. then the Unity Processional kicks off at 12 noon. That's right. One of the programs and things.
How long is the fun run?
I don't. It's a mile, I think, and
I
it's
can
for
do that.
For
I,
the
that's
kid.
That's probably more fitted for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, let's
too.
Do that.
Okay. I think it's supposed to be for the kid.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna be a
chaperone. I'm gonna be a chaperone. I'm just gonna make sure they take one of them.
So I'll be out there.
Well, right y'all, come on and join. You can visit the Dream Lives Columbus and sign up for the fun run if you want to.
All right, the dreamlivescolumbus.com to sign up. Also, to get more information, of course, the times and all of the everything that's going on that particular Saturday will be on this website, thedreamlivescolumbus.com.
Yes. Now, Shay, you know, you can't be in my presence without me asking you about my buddy, my main man, your dad, Mr. Robert Anderson. And I think everybody in Columbus knows Mr.
Yes,
Robert Anderson.
Yes, the myth, the man, the legend. He is doing well, enjoying his break or his last few days of break and hanging out.
Now, I know you inherited a lot of your love for the Liberty from him because he's really been involved with the Liberty for many, many, many years. I mean, as a child, I mean, what type of impression did it place upon you that you would be willing to sacrifice your time to make sure that history is still a part of Columbus?
Well, you know, as a child, you take that stuff for granted. You know, you don't really pay attention so much, but you know, now that I'm older, I can look back and really appreciate his love for the community, for Columbus period. Right. And so I, you know, I originally came to the Liberty on a very temporary basis to do some admin work and get back to my regular life. And you know, 4 years later, because Mr. Anderson said, I need you to come help out. I'm like, Dad, I got a job. I don't want to do that. But 4 years later, I'm still here, and it's, you know, it's a labor of love, and, you know, I've got more work to do.
Right.
So.
And your mom, Ms. Louise, she's lovely, too. I don't want to leave her.
Oh, well, thank you.
She's the glue that holds Mr. Anderson.
Right. She keeps us all in line.
Keeps us all in line. You know, your dad inspired me to wear a bow tie, more than just solid color bow tie.
That's his thing. You know, and you would never know that he was a banker. You know, because he's the conservative side, you know, I guess when he retired, he kind of started to embrace, you know, more colors. Right.
Well, we love it. Well, the dream lives. I'm looking forward to that exciting event again this year. And thank you and the committee for all the work that you guys have done to bring this programming and this culture to the Columbus community. And those that participate, we need all the city to come out and join us. It's on what day again? The 14th, right?
Yes, it's on the 14th. We're excited. We definitely want to thank Mayor Tomlinson for her vision and Miss Judy and the folks there for making this happen. And we're just excited.
Yes, the folks in the mayor's office. We're going to be out there by the Liberty Theater. We're going to be out in the open having a good time, enjoying the hopefully nice weather, you know. And so we're looking forward to it.
9 a.m. Everything starts. Again, the Liberty Theater. What's the address to the Liberty Theater?
821 8th Avenue.
Make sure you join us again Saturday, January 14th. It is The Dream Lives right at the Liberty Theater. The 5K, 10K, and Fun Run kicks off at 9 a.m. and the program officially starts at 12 noon.
Yes.
Right? All right. If you need more info, you can visit thedreamlivescolumbus.com. That's thedreamlivescolumbus.com. And again, thank you, Dr. Shay Anderson.
Thank you for having me. Thank you both.
And Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
And tell your dad that I want him to come on the show and talk with us about when the Liberty And that whole Porter Auditorium area was the hub of the African-American economy here in Columbus.
And you know,
we want to talk about
that. It's funny you mention that because he has some awesome stories to tell. And we'll also have a small photo exhibit inside that will show some of those businesses.
Oh, I can't wait.
As well as some art by Najee Dorsey.
Yes, so yes. Excited. Awesome. That's coming up. Listeners, stay tuned. You don't want to miss that conversation.
Thank you.
All right, Teddy, first episode down. Can we say episode? The first showdown for 2007.
And I survived. And I survived.
What you trying to say? You survived? Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord.
You know, Janae, it's a task working with you, but I love you, though. I love you. You know, just like many other black women I know, your standards are very high. And I'm just glad that I can meet them.
And I am not going to lower them.
And
just
you
know
not.
That.
All that shade.
You
just
know
like many other black women I know.
What?
All right.
All right. That's been Sunday Conversation. Janae Renee.
Yeah, Teddy Reese.
We'll talk to you next week. The views and expressions of Sunday Conversation are not the views of Davis Broadcasting Incorporation, advertisers, nor their staff.